This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Union workers at Cargill's Fort Morgan meatpacking plant have rejected the company's latest contract proposal. The reasons for rejecting the offer have not been disclosed. The tentative contract included a $2.15 pay increase over a five-year period. More than 1,700 workers have been locked out since May after rejecting a similar offer. Budget airline Frontier is getting a boost to its bottom line since competitor Spirit Airlines went bust. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Frontier's revenues jumped 38% in the second quarter compared to a year ago. And the Denver-based airline says it will beat Wall Street's expectations for the third quarter, too. On a conference call with investors, Frontier executives said Spirit's collapse helped the company mitigate higher jet fuel prices. Frontier was able to raise fares because the two airlines competed on many overlapping routes. Frontier shares rose on Wall Street. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coloradans race to buy more firearms this year ahead of a new state law adding restrictions to the purchase and sale of certain semi-automatic weapons. Colorado has required a background check before a firearm purchase for 13 years, but a law that took effect last week makes people seeking certain semi-automatic firearms, including rifles, go through a deeper background check and complete a safety course before obtaining the gun. Ian Escalante is with the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
There's a lot at play here that we're really not going to know until we hit about, 30 days into this.
He says the full impact of the new law won't be known for a while. This is CPR News.